Welcome back to Sports Day for Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That's our friends at Red Energy. With crowd capacity scooped this season, the best chance of seeing the Bombers play is signing up as a member. You visit efc.com.au to purchase your membership today.
Fair bit to like.
Get on board. You went and had a look at them today.
I thought there was a fair bit to like for Essendon fans. They were very competitive. They had a few out. Carlton had a few out. Archie Perkins is clearly going to be a player, Jared, long-term prospect. Nick Cox, big number 13. You can't miss him. He's 200 centimetres.
Did he play in the wing?
Runs like the wind. Yeah, he spent a bit of time on the wing.
Good get from
him. And I mentioned earlier in the show, Harry Jones, now second-year player. He took a couple of nice marks. He led to the footy, kept a couple of nice long goals. Look, they're going to be pretty young, the Bombers.
Yep.
But I just think that there's a bit to play there with.
Well, they've got a new recruit. His name is Josh Marnie. He could well have been the head honcho of the Demons. He was there and a great servant of the club for a long, long time. He's been recruited to head up the footy department. So he's the chief of the football department over at Bomberland, and he joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Josh.
Thanks, Jared. Good day, Sam.
A change is as good as a holiday, they say. How's the holiday going?
It has been a good change. Yes, I've been there now probably for 6 weeks, and I think people do say that footy clubs are pretty much the same, but just being able to meet new people, new voices, meet new players, it's all really exciting and a great opportunity for me.
Now, it looked like a pretty free-flowing game by the scores today. Scoop keeps telling me they're playing circle work in practice games, which I suspect is half right and half wrong, but how did you see it?
I think today for us was the definition of a practice match. I mean, we had a lot of players getting their first taste of an AFL game, which is exciting. You know, three or four that were playing their first game for Essendon, and then a number of guys playing in different positions. So, yeah, a lot of that was, it's going to be a great game for our coaches to review, and you know, the next 2 weeks is important for us to set the season up.
So can I ask you, Josh, I know he's still a couple of weeks away, but Nick Cox, Archie Perkins, Harry Jones, just based on what I saw today, all three a legitimate chance of making their debuts in round one?
Yeah, I think all three would be legitimate chances. And I think what's even more impressive for those three and our other first-year players is they missed a whole 12 months of footy last year. So they've come in really and off the back of 6 or 7 weeks of training. Like their first game today was their first game for over 12 months. So they've adapted very quickly into it. And the exciting thing for Bombers fans is these guys, they're improving every week. Every week of training, they're doing new things. And I think the little taste that everyone got at the game today, it's going to be an exciting group of players to watch.
You look like you're putting a fair bit of store, if you like, in 2 metre Peter from all reports.
Yes. Well, he is at that age, Jared, now. He's 24, 25. He's had 60 games under his belt. You know, didn't play an AFL game at all last year. But he's now the size, he's the maturity that he wants to take a bit of responsibility. And you know, he's got that opportunity in our forward line. We need to find a partner for him to play up there, and that's potentially where Harry Jones could play. But all we're asking for Peter is to give us a contest up there, use his big body, and we know when he does get the ball in his hand, he's very accurate. And you know, he had a good hit out today. He played second ruck, he kicked 2 goals, and I think if he can do that each week, we'll be pretty pleased.
So with Peter Wright, he took all the ruck work, Josh, today in the forward line and allowed Draper behind the ball. We've sort of seen what Geelong have been able to do with Tom Hawkins in that role. Is it a similar sort of role?
Yeah, well, I think it can be an advantage for us to have such a big guy. He's strong, and if you have him at boundary throw-ins in particular and a big body, you get that advantage potentially. But also, you know, we have to manage Sam Draper's, the way he runs. When he runs, he's so athletic, and he chases down the ball. But he's got to be managed sometimes because he goes pretty hard at the ball. So to be able to manage him and the way he plays, I think that the combination of both of those can work pretty well for us.
And two new additions to defence, James Stewart at fullback and Dyson Heppel across halfback. Was Stewart just a trial today, or are we going to see him long-term at fullback?
He's done the whole pre-season down back, and I think at this stage that's where we see him playing. Dyson has really been probably two things. It's managing him and the way he can play off halfback, but also we need some leadership down there, and you know, it's really exciting to see him playing games this time of year and looking like he's fit and ready to go for the season. And probably two others is Ned Cale played down there today, and also Nick Hines, who's played a little bit of halfback. So yeah, for those guys, invaluable than just playing together, just developing some cohesion at training and just playing. And yeah, it's a different looking back line, but obviously it had to be off a couple of players left last year that, needed a few holes filled.
It's been interesting talking to a lot of seasoned and passionate Essendon supporter. Some I talk to are a little bit confused about where the club is going. I mean, given that 2 or 3 years you went out and you got Dylan Sheil and Smith and Stringer and Sard a few years ago in trades, and yet now you're essentially, just looking at your list, you're the fifth youngest list, you've got the third least experience, and your form against the best sides in the competition just hasn't been anywhere near that of a contender. I think your percentage against the top eight or the finals from last year was around 50%, which means you're miles off it. So has there been a considered decision at the club that we are miles off it, we've got to rebuild, and it might take 2 to 3 years?
I think the decision in some ways was forced upon the club when players left, and yeah, landed in a situation which was exciting to have three top 10 picks.
Yeah.
Then you build a team around, and the first day I walked in the door, I couldn't believe how many young players were there that hadn't played a game yet. I think we've had 10 players drafted in the last 2 years, which is quite a number of players, and they would have been exposed potentially a bit more last year. When I look at the list at the moment, Jared, I think there's so much upside in some of those players you've already mentioned.
Yep.
They might be a bit older, but guys like Devon Smith, Dylan Sheil, Jake Stringer, they've got so much potential still within them. I don't think we've seen their best footy. So we think a combination of those guys all getting better, and then with the addition of some of this young talent coming through, that I think we've all been in the game long enough. We don't put timelines on things, but we're going to be seeing some a fair bit of excitement this year in watching these guys grow in front of our eyes.
You've invested heavily in Dylan Shields. He's a terrific young bloke, and yet he's had to deal with being dropped from the leadership group. How has he reacted to that?
All the guys that were dropped out or not included in the leadership group have handled it really well. Dylan, Devon Smith and David Zaharakis the same. Like in the end, there was some feedback that we got about the leadership group. We streamlined the process. It's a smaller group this year. Some great inclusions with Zach Merritt back in and Andy McGrath and those four guys with Dyson Heppel and Michael Hurley as well. They're going to be good leaders, but we're going to need Dylan and Devon to play a crucial role in that as well. And their response has been as it's expected to be, and they're really just concentrating having the best seasons they can.
Josh, what's the latest with Michael Hurley? I got to say, I was pretty concerned when I saw him walk around the boundary line. On crutches, moving really slowly. He looked pretty gaunt. He's obviously just got out of hospital. What's his recovery going to look like?
Yeah, it's been a really frustrating one for Hurls and for the club. He'd done 6 weeks where he trained the whole pre-season, and then to have an infection in his leg, which he's been taking antibiotics, and it's now been 3.5 weeks where he's taking that, and he hasn't been able to do anything. So, being bedridden now for 3 or 4 weeks certainly pushes him back quite a bit, and I think you're accurate in the way you described him. He's struggling to get around. He's on crutches at the moment. He's lost quite a bit of weight, so... right now is a good spirit lifter for the guys to see him today at the game. He was desperate to come because he just wants to be involved, which is part of the character that I've already seen in Hurls. But yeah, he's got a bit of a fight ahead of him, and the main thing is he just gets back to being healthy, and then we can worry about building him up to playing games of footy again.
Just on that, Jared, like the reaction that his teammates had when they saw him. I mean, I reckon every single bloke that came off the field or like at halftime went to him. He's just clearly such a magnet for his teammates, and so loves. It was great to see him in one aspect, but concerning in the other.
Well, you described him as worryingly pale, etc. So it's been a shocking run for him, and everybody hopes he gets back to his best at some stage this season. Looking at the scoreline, Carlton 14-11 to 11-8. So you got your fair share of footy in the front half. Did the much discussed man on the mark stand rule have any impact whatsoever, Josh? Because listening to some of the naysayers, it's about to end the free world as we know it.
I think what's been good about it, guys, has been the umpires have been coming down to training quite a bit, and they're learning as we are. And there's been a fair bit of trial and error with it. But what we found today, they were calling play on a lot quicker than they have been, which as soon as they call play on, the player can then move. So it's pretty clear once they say stand, the player stands. I think the players are getting pretty good at that. But the ability to call play on very quickly, it isn't much different to what it was, is probably my first look at it.
So Asteria over not much at the moment.
Well, who knows? It might change in the next few weeks and be crucial when, as Sam said, there's a bit of circle work today. So when teams are maybe going through the middle a bit more, it might have a bit more of influence.
We'll watch this space with interest. Great to have you on board, Josh, and good luck in your career at the Bombers.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to speaking through the year.
Josh Marnie there, the new footy boss of Essendon. And the old footy boss of Essendon was also there, sitting just behind the benches today. Dan Richardson, of now the
umpires,
head of the
boss.
Umpires. Gee. So that was just a funny set of circumstances. But good to see Rich up and about and coaching the umpires. And I just made sure that we didn't say anything about the umpires when a decision was made. Just Rich was right there. More sports after this.